Welcome to lesson 20, content marketing. This lesson is probably a bit longer than some of the others we've had so far, but that's mostly because we're pulling together the previous marketing pieces to build an actual content marketing plan for your business. Now, if you'll recall from the customer journey, different people are at different stages of awareness, which means that your audience needs content that meets them where they're at. A content marketing plan helps you grow your audience and invite people to float down the river with you. In previous marketing lessons, we've dipped into some of the kinds of content you might share at each stage. Today, though, we're bringing it all together into a concrete plan that you can execute and start seeing results. It's hard to create content that speaks to all the different levels of awareness at the same time. And yet, if you ignore any one awareness level for too long, your marketing won't be as effective. That's why it's important to create content that speaks to each stage of the customer journey and then rotate through the different stages in your marketing calendar. If your social media feed only ever contains posts that say buy now or get registered or some other purchasing type of call to action, then you're only going to be reaching a tiny, tiny fraction of the audience that might otherwise buy from you, and you'll annoy your regular followers because you'll start to look spammy. By mixing up your posts to include folks at different points on the customer journey, you're reaching a larger interested audience, and you're pulling them or inviting them into the river with you. You're also giving your entire audience a little more insight into who you are, what you offer, and why you do what you do. Now, before we dig deeper into how exactly to rotate through that content, let me give you your first assignment and a warning. Listening to your audience is never done. That's the warning. Tastes and perspectives change, and if you don't keep paying attention to your customer journey, someone else will, and they will win that business. So to that end, you're going to want to create two things for your ongoing marketing development: a listening station and a swipe file. A swipe file is a collection of marketing material that you see other people creating that resonates with you. Maybe you saw someone launch a program or open a show at a gallery and you really liked the way they promoted it. Save copies of all their marketing materials to use as inspiration for your own content. Maybe there's a turn of phrase you like, or the way that something was laid out, or the colors, or the marketing sequence itself. Maybe there's a turn of phrase you liked, or the way that something was laid out, or the colors, or even just the marketing sequence itself. Make note of what you liked, what resonated with you, and even what you didn't like. That way, when you sit down to create your own content, you'll have some ideas that you can look to for inspiration. Now notice I said inspiration, not plagiarism, okay? Swipe files are not meant to be copied verbatim. They're meant to give you a starting place. When I was first building my online business, I would copy somebody else's sales page and then remove all their specific content and replace it with my own. That would be my crappy first draft. I wouldn't share that with the world, but it gave me a place to start that had solid bones. It helped me learn the flow of sales pages, how to actually write them, what needed to come first to attract interest, and then what came next in order to keep their interest all the way to the buy now button. And then I'd go back and make the page my own by putting their language and their calls to action in my own voice so that it was on brand for me. So essentially, I kept the flow of their sales letter and made sure to include all the important elements to make the sale. But by the time I was finished, you probably couldn't guess that I'd started with someone else's sales page because it looked and felt like it came from me. That's what I mean by inspiration versus plagiarism. If you've never written a sales page before, that's a great first step. Create a swipe file of sales pages that you like or that feel like they're very effective and swap out all their information with yours. Get a feel for how the pages flow, and then it's easier to create your own with some practice. Now, your listening station is like a swipe file for conversations. Whether you're having them in person or witnessing them online, you're going to hear your target audience say things in their own voice and language that are resonant for their stage of the customer journey. Interesting turns of phrase that, when you use them in your copy, will cause other readers to say, "Oh my gosh, that's me. It's like you're reading my mind." You might find a post on Facebook from someone complaining about an issue you solve. Or if you're not solving a specific problem, they may be remarking about the state of the world or their own emotional state. Facebook has a handy save post feature that lets you create a collection of these posts. I have one called Voice of My Customer that I use to keep track of what other people who are my ideal clients or potentially my ideal clients are saying about the problems in their lives that my offers could solve. You can also get this verbiage from testimonials. If you've already been working with clients, testimonials are a great place to get word-for-word copy that you can peel and then stick into your own marketing content. When a potential buyer hears someone praising your work in their own words, it often triggers a response in them that makes them feel closer to you, or at least wanting to know more about you, because they feel like, wow, if that person had that response and I'm like them, maybe that would happen for me too. When I'm ready to sit down and write marketing copy, I flip through that conversation swipe file to see what phrases they're using that would be a good fit for my brand. For example, when I was writing copy for the Creative Freedom Incubator, I pulled up a testimonial from a client who said that they were about to give up and move to an island in Southeast Asia and live off their military disability check before they met me. Now, that's a pretty powerful image that even if you've never had that experience, you can imagine how hopeless you'd have to feel to want to chuck it all and move thousands of miles away to where it's cheaper to live instead of living the life you want. Now, your listening station can help you craft great posts for your content marketing. I can use that line in just about any piece of marketing content for any stage of awareness. I could start a social post for problem unaware folks by saying, "Have you ever felt so helpless that you wanted to chuck it all and move to some remote island because your business isn't paying you the income you deserve?" That opening can also reach a lot of potential audiences at different stages on the customer journey. For my problem aware folks, I could say, when you have a solid business model and the right help to execute on it, you don't have to worry about moving to the low rent district on an island in Southeast Asia because your business will be profitable and sustainable. And for someone who's ready to buy, I can just use the testimonial itself and then invite people to join the incubator so that they can experience it for themselves. This is why a listening station is so valuable. It gives you some great nuggets of copy in the voice of your potential customer to help them relate to whatever you're sharing. Resonance is extremely important the closer you get to the sale. Start building your swipe file and your listening station now in order to make your copywriting sessions infinitely easier. Regardless of whether you have an offer to promote right now or not, you can still create a content marketing plan to create and share content that can promote your business in general throughout the year, and then pull in specific content pieces at times when you want to promote a specific offer. The process is the same in either case. Remember the AIDA model, A-I-D-A? That's how you rotate through the content that you're sharing. Start by sharing content that builds awareness, either about you, your business, or a particular offer. Friday introductions posts on Instagram are a great example of building awareness. If you post every Friday in a given month, you've got at least 4 pieces of content where you can introduce yourself, your business, or your offer to your audience. Tell them who you are, what you stand for, why you do what you do, and who you serve. Talk about your worldview, the results your clients have gotten in your programs, and why you love your raving fans. All of this kind of content lets your audience get to know you, like you, and trust you a little bit more and move along the awareness spectrum in the customer journey. And you don't have to say Friday introductions just for Instagram. You can do it in your newsletter a couple of times a month. You could do it on Twitter. You can do it on Facebook. You can pretty much do it anywhere. It's just that Instagram is where it's known. So don't let the platform restrict what you want to share, okay? This is a great way to start developing awareness. Once you've established some awareness, now you want to stimulate interest and desire. These kinds of posts can sometimes do double duty or be interchangeable. For example, I can teach you how to do something in my podcast and then explain how this lesson is actually an excerpt from one of my classes. That creates interest in learning more about the class. But for people who already know about the class, it might stimulate desire to actually consider enrolling because now they've gotten a sneak peek of what's inside it. So sharing excerpts is another way to build trust with your audience. If you're a musician, for example, you could share clips of your music or a behind-the-scenes look at the recording or writing process. If you're an artist, you can share clips and scenes and photos from the process of creating your art, including the finished products. You don't just have to post items that are already for sale and done. You can show people how you're making things as you go. Content comes in all shapes and sizes, so find a format that works for you and also your audience. You don't have to try and be on every platform all the time. In fact, I don't recommend that at all. Start with one platform and grow from there. If you're going to do a podcast or video show, you can also post that content on your blog and share it in your email newsletter along with clips on whatever social media sites you're on. You don't need to create new content for every platform you're on. Since 2007, I've been producing a newsletter for my email list. I started with a weekly email and then moved to every other week and then back again a few different times over all those years. But the format was always pretty much the same. A short personal introduction and then share links to whatever I was working on since the last newsletter. A blog, video, a podcast episode, even a guest post on somebody else's site. And then I'd share that same information on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram so that I didn't have to create new content for those platforms. I might have scaled down the message a little so it was in more bite-sized pieces, but the content was still pretty much the same. But when I first started on social media, I was only on one platform. I started on Facebook and I didn't like it. I didn't get it. It was funky and clunky to me. So I switched to Twitter. I left Facebook behind. My first year on Twitter, I could point to $30,000 in income that came directly from being active on that platform. And that's my kind of return on investment. So I abandoned Facebook for several years until I was in a place where I could easily manage multiple platforms. And now I have a virtual assistant who helps manage my social media content marketing so that I'm not trying to be everywhere all the time. I have help. Again, I worked my way up, and I still encourage you to focus on one thing at a time until you're at a position where you can continue to grow. After you've generated awareness, interest, and desire, it's time for a clear call to action. Invite people to the sales page to learn more, to buy now. You can also answer FAQs, frequently asked questions about the offer that you're making. Even if all you have to offer right now is to join your email list, there are plenty of questions that people might have that you can answer. What will they get when they sign up? What do you share on the list? How often do you email and how often should they expect to hear from you? Do you share other people's content? Are you an affiliate promoter? Are you going to be selling in your newsletter? Plenty of questions that you can answer in an FAQ. And content doesn't have to be big either. In fact, a tweet isn't very long at all, and Instagram captions are a great opportunity to practice your short storytelling. It can be as simple as a few sentences or as complex as a multi-page direct mail piece. Again, it's not about the length or the format, so long as the length and the format work for you and your audience. I have clients who only use Facebook and don't have an email list. I have clients who only have email and don't ever go on social media. I have clients who do video and others who don't want to do video, so they do podcasting. Every one of them is attracting an audience. It's about sharing the content in a way that works for you, that your audience wants to consume. Still feeling stuck about what kind of content to create? Try using the 4x4 technique for content creation. Come up with 4 general topic areas that relate to your business or your offer. Then, each week, share something about that topic using the AIDA framework. Boom, you've got 4 months of content that you can share. And you can make this evergreen content that recurs 3 times a year. Or you can continue to add topics after the first 4 months until you have a whole year of content. Then just refresh and update that content each year. Sure, you can add new stuff whenever you feel like it, but you don't have to. Remember, very few people on your list will have been with you from the very beginning. And even after a year, it might be time for them to get a refresher anyways. You're the only person who has seen every single piece of content that you've ever created. It takes 10 to 20 touches, according to the marketing rule of thumb, for a person to have a deep awareness of your offer. And most of your audience isn't seeing every piece of content and getting every touch that you put out there. Maybe they're getting about 20 to 30% of what you're sharing. Some of your raving fans might be getting a bit more. Okay? That means that you need to be on their radar a lot more frequently than you might realize. If you send out 4 emails and 6 Facebook posts a month, that's 10 touches if you don't do anything else. And if someone is only seeing about 20% of your content, they've only seen 2 of those. So maybe they've opened 2 of your emails. Okay, they didn't see any of the Facebook stuff and they missed 2 of the emails. They still need to see a lot more of you, statistically speaking, before they're going to be ready to buy from you. So be generous with your content creation and sharing so that your audience actually has a chance to experience more of it. Don't be afraid to reshare your content. You're not being redundant. You're helping people who may not have seen it in the first place finally get a chance to experience it. One more thing. You can also curate content from other people so that you don't have to create all your own content. This is an opportunity to highlight conversations and ideas from other people that validate your work or share your worldview, or even just help spread the word of your colleagues to develop that rapport with them. The benefit of curating other content is that you don't have to create all your own content. And it also positions you as an expert and a source with your audience. And it builds rapport with the people you're helping to share with your audience. Just be careful that whatever you're sharing is in alignment with your values and beliefs and isn't drawing too much attention away from what you're offering and what your voice has to say. The internet has a long memory, and you want the things that you share to be on message and on brand long after you've shared them. Your assignment is to develop your content marketing plan for the next 30 days. That's 4 pieces of content that you can then repurpose into smaller posts on social media if you feel so inclined. Pick a theme and create your content using the AIDA model. So 1 piece for awareness, 1 piece for interest, 1 piece for desire, and yes, those 2 might overlap, and 1 piece that's a clear call to action. That's 4 pieces of content around something that you have to offer. And then start sharing your content in that order, AIDA, and see what conversations develop. If you're feeling ambitious, use the 4x4 method and create 4 months of content and then start using it and see what happens. In our next lesson, I'm going to introduce you to 2 powerful concepts to help you get clear on how change happens and how to start training your brain to think differently about change. This will come in handy as you start taking more courageous steps in building your noble empire. I will see you there.